This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The reason God has given us the Bible, the reason the Bible is called the Word of God, is because God wants to communicate with you. He wants to speak into your life. He doesn't just want to fill your mind with knowledge, theological truth. No, he wants to speak to you personally about your life today. He does that through his word. So are you opening your Bible each day? Are you spending time with God? When you make that a part of every day, you will see what a difference it makes to your life. We're looking this week at the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon's great experiment in life, which he documented in this book, trying out different ways of life, to see which ones contained meaning and purpose, which ones brought fulfillment to people's lives. Yesterday, he tried pleasure and found that it didn't really bring meaning or purpose. We go on from there in chapter 2 to read verses 4 through 11 today. Listen to Solomon's second experiment. I enlarged my works. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself. He goes on and says, I planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I made ponds of water for myself from which to irrigate a forest of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves, and I had home-born slaves. Also, I possessed flocks and herds larger than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. Also, I collected for myself silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces, all sorts of other kings in the areas around Israel, brought tribute to Solomon. I provided for myself male and female singers and the pleasures of men, many concubines. Then I became great and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me, and all that my eyes desired I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus I considered all my activities which my hands had done, and the labor which I had exerted. And behold, all was vanity, and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun. Oh, it's so easy to think that the meaning of life is found in accomplishments and in recognition by other people. But in the end, we realize that this way of life is meaningless too. Have you ever noticed how often it is that the private lives of famous people are a mess? And yet, somehow, the world still manages to convince us that it would be so great to be famous, to be recognized for our accomplishments. You know, some people have a list of things they want to accomplish in life, and they're driven to accomplish them. They're certain that those accomplishments will make them feel fulfilled. But you know what usually happens? When they accomplish their goals, if they're lucky enough to do so, and they still feel empty, they become disillusioned with life. Like Solomon, they discover that this way of life is not full of meaning. Accomplishments only become meaningful when God is at the center of them. Don't get caught up in the rat race of life, trying to accomplish all these things and leaving behind the most important thing, walking with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.